The problem that we have now, just only the coaching
of Victor Lutswalo.
With everything so far, there's nothing wrong there.
Where there seem to be problem is in the front line.
Fans say the craziest things. This is the Fan Reaction Show.
Good day and welcome to the Fan Reaction Show. With the transfer window open in the PSL, all eyes are focused on Kaizer Chiefs as the Glamour Boys need to sign an attacking player and more specifically an out-and-out striker. With Samir Nurkovic having been out with a lengthy injury, more responsibility has fallen onto Kama Biliat. And although the Zimbabwean has indeed been a great help from the attacking point of view, what happens if he gets an injury or a suspension? Bongani Zungu seems to be a top priority for Kaizer Chiefs this transfer window. Looking at the transfers that have happened already, TS Galaxy have signed Cape Town City midfielder Shane Roberts on a loan for the remainder of the season. Justin Shonga has agreed a short-term deal with Sekhukhune United following his return to Mzansi. And Ronwin Williams is on the radar of Mamelodi Sundowns and Orlando Pirates as the Bafana Bafana captain and shotstopper is looking for a new chapter. Tabo Nodada seems to be a hot favourite for the Buccaneers. Due to the transfer window being open, we thought it would be fitting to ask you, which signings have you been most pleased about so far and what signings do you want to happen? As usual, you sent your voice notes through and you didn't disappoint. I am your host Aiden and this is the Fan Reaction Show.
I think all of our players are fine. The problem that we have now, just only the coaching. Why they don't want to just give Atazwan for coaching?
I think signings, Engibona ngathi, it can help the Chiefs. I think the Chiefs can sign Victor Lutswalo from Royal AM. He's a good player. He's a good finisher. Because if you can check the previous games for Chiefs, they're struggling with a finish up. And since Samir Nurkovic is on injury, I think Chiefs is struggling on the striking department. I think Victor Lutswalo can make a huge difference if they can sign him. And also Ustebe from AmaZulu, he can make a huge difference in middle of the park, Kaizer Chiefs. He can make a lot of creativity. If you can check Cole Alexander and Nonange, they didn't make up. So I think Ustebe can make a huge difference in that department.
With everything so far, there's nothing wrong there. Everything is fine. He must just buy more players. That's all. They must buy some players. Then Chiefs will be fine.
Play anyone a kuti change a chini by sign is Bongani Zungu. Play your ayas ball or whatever. So it was another cool kuti. Speed balance, control, namaka. Nalenda chie yake kona whatever. Then putubani gawa fana bawa nani a chance kuti pata. Balale na mo.
As transfer window evolved, so if playing guy double like a TV first signing, essence supporting Kaizer Chiefs, catch up with Bonnie Bongan Zunga Kaizer Chiefs, 40 Chiefs, a peggy long funnel, lower than Lila K at Lalo Cape Town City. I'm trying to play yet. The guy, Yamaka, only strengths, map by me ball. Kajabula Bona Lama play a two game. Masses are got a team of Lizabo Ban. Kajabula Bona, who play like Waki, Arlizwe, Ahame, 14-1, Ukambule Bamulune.
The reason why I am not responding to this is that most of the time I don't usually look outside for players if probably could need take some changes. And yeah, if you know we are going coach and good management and whoever who is responsible for that. For now, me, I am happy with the squad. And it's a lot of ones to talk to my players. It means because I'm just so many call you, which it always pains me, Mina, if I'm a player's way to a hunch. Yeah, yes, I know. If I can say, produce, we understand that I help, I team, I level. Uye ahanje swe, but mina ngiyangihlala ngithandaza ukuthi hayi laba abakhoyo abazimisele emdaka babo badlale kahle uyabona, so that kungalokho kujongwa ngaphandle okokoko. So hayi, as I said, ukuthi hayi, I'm happy mina nge-squad esikhoyo, unless abo coach and technical team ayikho happy ke.
Mina bengathola mayingathanda if ngathola uSthebe from AmaZulu. Uye player engibonayo ukuthi so far, udlala kahle kwamaZulu. engazwisha ukuthi simede ku team yethu.
I will say Katlego o tla disa the guy. I so far mina ngimbona he is a big deal. Yeah, for Kaizer Chiefs, he can take it somewhere.
I would like to see Stebe from AmaZulu to Blessy from Stellenbosch and Victor Lutswalo, first priority. Victor Lutswalo to beef up our up front. We can't rely on Nukovic and Castro. Yeah. We need to beef up front. So I would like to see Stebe, Duplessis and Victor Lutswalo. Please, Naturena.
This window period, ingati inga sign u Dupris, and then isign no Katlego otla disa, and then front line number 9 ingathi inga funela yena from outside because kahle ma striker way too high. Mina angiboni longa pisa na no Peter Shalulile, but I wish bafune umuntu lo vuya ngaphandle ukuthi yena ibe striker sethu, ngoba ma ungazubheka manje akekho lo uzothula Peter Shalulile. Shalulile ukora week in and week out.
Kaizer Chiefs looks solid in the goalkeeping department. Their defense is good. We don't have problems there in the middle. The team is good. It's very solid. There are no problems there too. Where there seem to be problems is in the front line, you know, and that became evident. That became clear. In the absence of Leonardo Castro and now Samir Nukovic, where we had to rely more, where the team had to rely more on the services of Kamapiliat and Keegan Tolley. The biggest challenge will be when one of those two guys, Kamapiliat or Keegan Tolley, gets a long-term injury or is suspended. We are really going to be found wanting in the front. That is where we are going to be exposed. So the acquisition of this guy from Royal AM, Victor Lutswalo, will really help Kaizer Chiefs a lot, provided that his performance is not going to fade away when it happens that he joins Kaizer Chiefs. Should they really go the route of trying to acquire his services? So that, in my view, will be a great acquisition.
The Fan Reaction Show is a team effort driven by the following members of the Sokola Duma podcast team. The show is hosted, produced, and edited by Aidan Hewitt, and the graphics are provided by David Scullard. Brought to you by Sokola Duma.